This is the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Anti-Israel protests have been taking place on college campuses all across our country, from Columbia University, NYU, Yale, UC Berkeley, Michigan, and many, many others. We've seen the hate and violence taking over our streets and hundreds of young Palestinian protesters being arrested. Listen to this Israeli-American student from Yale, Mika Barton, who spoke to Fox News about the protests.
The past few days on Yale's campus, it is clear that this campus has been taken hostage by the Palestinian demonstrations. The center part of campus, Beinecke Plaza, has been taken over with tents morning, noon, and night with protesters that claim that this is a movement to divest within Yale's finances for Israel military, even though there is no direct connection between those. But really, they have made it clear that this is a protest against Israel and American values. They have shown this time and time again with a few days ago, they took down the American flag on a World War II monument that is in memory of the soldiers, the Yale soldiers that lost their lives fighting for this country. I support the right to protest, but I do not support violence.
Joining us live this morning is Professor Roy Shoman, a Jewish convert into the Catholic Church, to discuss the anti-Semitic protests that have been going on across our country's college campuses. Roy Shoman writes, speaks, and teaches broadly on the theological and historical relationship between Judaism and the Catholic Church. He has taught at Holy Apostles College and Seminary and at Ave Maria University as an adjunct professor. Professor Roy Shoman is the author of Salvation is from the Jews and Honey from the Rock. Good morning, Professor Shoman. Happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining us once again. It is so good to be with you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Professor, what is your take on all of the many anti-Semitic protests that have been going on now for well over a week at Columbia University, at Yale, and across so many college campuses?
Well, there is something called the Muslim Brotherhood, a worldwide organization. It has many sub-organizations, including the Muslim Students Association and the Council on American-Islamic Relations and so forth and so on. And I will just read two or three sentences from a 1991 memo written by a council of the Muslim Brotherhood and sent out to all the Muslim Brotherhood organizations in North America. I'll just read like two sentences. The movement must plan and struggle to obtain the keys of this process to carry out this grand mission as a civilization jihadist responsibility through the Muslim Brotherhood in this country. The process is a civilization jihadist process with all that the word means. Their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within so that it is eliminated and God's religion is made victorious over all other religions. The Muslim Students Association has chapters on over 600 campuses in the United States and is well funded by the Persian Gulf states. And what you see, as a matter of fact, that audio clip, actually, she implicitly made it clear that this was coming from these student associations, which are basically, you know, an outreach of the Muslim Brotherhood. This is their plan. This is what they're trying to do.
It is by design. It's not an accident. It's well funded. We see, you know, some of the tents, they all have the same logos on them all over the place. It's hard for one to wrap your mind around seeing so much blatant hatred towards the Jewish people. I just don't understand that kind of hatred towards the Jewish people, the hatred that is intimidating so many students that they're worried and afraid for their very lives.
Some of that comes from Islam itself. I mean, Muhammad is quoted as saying, kill any Jew who comes into your power. And that the day of resurrection won't happen until all the Jews are killed. Muhammad's chief enemy during his life were the Jews. And he, according to Islam, he was assassinated by a Jewish woman. There is a lot of baked in anti-Semitism or anti-Jewishness in the Quran and in the life of Muhammad. You can't get around that. And on top of that, you have the problem of the state of Israel. Now, this is getting a little bit complicated, but if you ask a Muslim, what are the miracles that Muhammad performed that give evidence that Allah is the true God? The answer is the Quran, which is supposedly written so beautifully that it has to be supernatural, and Muhammad's victory in battle. And when a Muslim terrorist attacks somebody and shouts Allahu Akbar, it's often translated as God is great, but that's not actually quite right. It's God is greater. It's our God is greater than your God. Otherwise, he wouldn't be allowing me to chop off your head. And then on top of that, you have the fact that Islam does not actually call for nation states. It calls for the entire world to be a caliphate under an Islamic theocracy. And the heart of that caliphate to be is the Middle East. And most of the Middle East is Muslim, except that you have this Jewish state in the middle that is very wealthy and very successful and very powerful, which is actually a theological crisis to Islam, because it's basically saying, no, Allah isn't greater than the Judeo-Christian God. So you have all these things flowing together. It's not a kind of one-dimensional problem.
How is it possible that so many of these protesters have forgotten the Hamas brutal attack on Israel that killed over 1,200 Israeli civilians and soldiers on October 7th, the worst attack since the Holocaust? How do they not, remember that that was what started all of this?
Hamas is also part of the Muslim Brotherhood. Explicitly, it's in the Hamas charter that they're part of the Muslim Brotherhood. This is all the same organization.
Yeah, it's so unbelievable. And then you hear, chants of, death to America and death to Israel and from the river to the sea. People are doing these chants and they don't even know exactly what it means. Professor, do you understand? Can you explain for us what that saying means, from the river to the sea?
It's a call for genocide, essentially, in Israel. The river is the Jordan River. The sea is the Mediterranean Sea. The territory of Israel is in between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. And the call is basically to destroy the Jewish state of Israel and force all the Jews out or kill all the Jews and turn all of Israel into an Islamic Palestinian state. They're calling for genocide.
Really, what they're looking is to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, which is basically what Hamas is all about. And that's why it's so concerning when you hear, I've seen sound bites of some of these protesters, college students, and even some older people who are there with the college students saying, "We are Hamas." Isn't that the whole goal, to wipe Israel off the face of the earth?
Look, as I said, Hamas is part of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Students Association is part of the Muslim Brotherhood. In a way, it's not surprising. In the days of communist Russia, the Communist Party in Russia had movements all over Europe trying to start communist revolutions, sometimes succeeding, communist student organizations. We, as the United States, funded, pro-democracy, anti-communist student organizations around the world and movements and so forth. This is the Islamic world's version of that. And unfortunately, it's a little bit more bloodthirsty than the American version certainly was, and possibly even the communist version was.
Mainstream media seems to really, show a side that is understanding to the Hamas perspective.
Well, it's amazing that, as you pointed out several times, that the mainstream media's focus is so much on any civilian deaths in Gaza, and even the treatment of the Hamas terrorists that Israel captures and how well they're treated or not in jail, and completely forgetting about the Israeli hostages who are still being tortured daily. Most of them are probably dead by now, starved, raped daily, and so forth. They're completely invisible, but, forbid that there should be in urban warfare, a civilian death, and it's the end of the world. I agree with you. It's pretty bizarre.
Do you see any similarity with what's happening right now on these college campuses? Is it reminiscent of Antifa and the Black Lives Matter movements from a few years ago, that so-called summer of love?
I think so, too. I think it is. I think that what you have is you have a lot of useful idiots, as I think it was a communist leader once called them. You know, in other words, just idealistic college students who don't know very much about the situation and are kind of recruited and propagandized by the instigators. So the majority of these college students, I think, are those useful idiots. And then you have the organizers, just like you had with what was called Occupy Wall Street or Antifa or something, that are taking advantage of the useful idiots and trying to make a kind of a pseudo grassroots but really astroturf army out of them.
For you, a professor, as a Jewish convert to the Catholic faith, to Christianity, what are your thoughts on how to deal with these protests and all the violence that's been going on?
I think that there's a real big problem if we are not willing to acknowledge that Islam is not a peaceful religion by nature. It never has been. It's spread throughout the world, has been through warfare or a planned migration, hijra. It's intrinsically expansionist by force. And if we pretend that, you know, we can all get along and we can treat it with kid gloves, we're really sealing our fate.
What about for everyday Catholics and our listeners? What should our attitude be towards the Jewish people, especially when you consider the Jewish roots of our Catholic faith?
Well, I think it's our attitude should be towards everyone to, you know, pray that they get to heaven. And since I might be interpreted as being making some critical comments about Muslims, it's not true. If I'm right about Islam and that it is an intrinsically diabolical religion, Muslims are the primary victims of it. We want the salvation of every human soul, including every Muslim soul. And that's what we should be praying for, whether it's a Jewish soul or a Catholic soul or a Muslim soul. And if Islam is really designed to kind of consign people to hell, then the Muslims are really the victims of Islam. We're not the victims of the Muslims, per se.
Well, Professor Shulman, for this reporter, I find it really difficult to understand the whole mindset of anti-Semitism and hatred towards the Jewish people. Because when you think of our Catholic faith, our Lord Jesus, King of the Jews, the Blessed Mother Jewish, the Apostles Jewish, the early church started out Jewish. It's impossible to not realize that connection.
Well, you just put your finger on it, because the root of anti-Semitism is an attack against Christ and an attack against God. You know, Satan inspires anti-Semitism because he hates God and he hates Christ, and he can't get to Christ directly, but the Jews are the people from whom Christ came. And so they're a useful target.
What can we do as Catholics and other Christians to show our support for the Jewish people?
Well, I title my first book, Salvation is from the Jews. I think that we should be conscious of the fact that Jesus did spring from Judaism, and Judaism was a God-designed religion. It kind of got obsoleted 2,000 years ago, but it was a God-designed religion that God introduced in order to bring salvation to all of humanity through the Jewish Messiah, who is Jesus, and then founded the Catholic Church and transformed Judaism into the sacramental Catholic Church. And we should see all of that in the context of maintaining a respect and almost like a little bit of reverence, perhaps, for the election of the Jewish people that enabled all of this to come about.
And in this three-year period of Eucharistic revival that the bishops have called for, we have to remember that the very Holy Eucharist that we love so much is the Passover fulfilled.
Exactly. By the way, happy Passover. Chag Sameach. Today is the second day of Passover.
Well, thank you to all of any of our Jewish listeners who may be Catholics and other Christians as well. Where can our listeners learn more about all the great work that you have done?
I have a YouTube channel, Jewish Catholic, all one word, and most of my work now is on YouTube. I also have a website, salvationisfromthejews.com, and my book, Salvation is from the Jews, is a very useful background to this whole issue of the genuine relationship between Judaism and the Catholic Church.
Professor Roy Shulman, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Like what you just heard? Share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.